A dozen or so 5- and 6-year-olds are playing a game in the shade of a gnarled apple tree. The game involves a frog and a detective somehow. The kids are all enjoying themselves, shrieking and laughing. It's part of a summer program at Spring Creek Farm. When a former pilot and Women's Army Corps veteran decided to take advantage of homesteading opportunities in Alaska after World War II, local Palmer colonists laughed. But a decade later, Louise Kellogg's dairy farm became the most successful in the area. Before her death, Kellogg put 700 acres into a trust and offered its management to Alaska Pacific University. Steve Rubenstein, APU's director at the farm, says the farm environment is the classroom setting for the university's unique Master of Science in Outdoor and Environmental Education program.
We wanted to use the environment that we have here in Alaska in this context in order to really be able to do something different than what other folks were doing. And we have an outdoor studies program already that's training a lot of people working for agencies. When we first started the program, the primary focus really was teachers working in the school system, perhaps, who wanted to do more environmental education with their classes, but needed the extra training to do so. People that were looking to work for agencies, developing curriculum for, you know, places like the Miri Science Center or Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife.
APU operates Spring Creek as a satellite campus and is attempting to further the farm as an educational asset. Plans are in the works to eventually house a charter high school on site with an emphasis on outdoor education and natural resource skills. Currently, the farm is home to Louise's Farm School, named in honor of Kellogg. Megan Rock is the coordinator at the farm school, and she shows me around.
So, like I said, this was an old chicken coop that has been converted. So this is where our younger students, this is where our chickadees classes are conducted.
The farm school serves homeschooled children ages 5 through 13.
And the eagles and owls classes are actually housed back here. And they're studying more so culture and community. Athabascan culture, because the farm itself is held on Athabascan land. And community service programs, so we're doing stream bank restoration, we're doing outreach with nonprofit programs and teaching the kids about social responsibility.
Rock works with three companies that provide correspondence courses for homeschooled kids. Louise's Farm School just received a state agricultural division grant for 2014. Rock says the funds will be used to develop curriculum to teach youngsters about local foods and local farms. She calls it place-based education.
The long-term projects that we're working on are really allowing students to experience learning in different ways.
The kids will learn about farming from seeds to harvest.
A little bit dark, so just watch your step.
We go down to the basement of Louise's original house where seeds are sprouted under grow lights.
Oh my word!
Yeah, so early April, this place is humming. It's really neat for the kids to be able to come in here and see this happening and understand.
Outside, an early spring has coaxed lettuce, kohlrabi, and scallions to sprout in neat rows. Nearby, the farm's grower, Josh Valor, is guiding volunteers who are planting pepper seedlings in a hoop house. He says the farm's programs are right in line with the current get kids outside and moving trend.
It's really important. I mean, we're looking at a new diabetic generation, and the work here is extremely healthy. Getting kids out into the fields to do the labor and to understand where food comes from.
Although APU calls Spring Creek an educational farm, at present some acreage is leased for hay production, and the vegetable garden yields produce for local community-supported agriculture subscribers and an Anchorage farmers market. Round hay bales and idle reaping machines stand in the neat fields, although the dairy cattle are long gone. Steve Rubenstein.
This may well be one of the last acreages of its size this side of Palmer.
Rubenstein says Louise Kellogg would be proud that her farm is being used for a school.
She wanted this farm to continue, but also to continue as a place for kids of all ages, you know, college on down, to have access to the natural world.
But Matanuska Valley farmland is under siege by developers, and Ribbenstein says that 40 acres flanking the farm is already earmarked for housing. And he is only too well aware that if the farm were ever to become a financial burden to APU, the bulldozers would be standing at the gate. I'm Ellen Lockyer.